discuss with you. We discuss the fortunes of oil, and there are many misfortunes of oil also we can touch on. But because of, you say, lack of experience in this sector, but I believe we have a lot of examples to look at, especially Trinidad and Tobago, when it comes to oil. And so far, steps are being taken. And it's a virgin territory, and of course that the qualified people are looking at it. And I'm happy to see that some of the recommendation the IMF is making, and in consultation with your ministry and other ministers, you're considering them. Yes. And they're making some valid point. Which brings us to the question of the day, the election. You speak very confidently, as if so much has been prepared going forward. It's an election coming up, not certain which way it would go. It's an important election because of the treasury of this newfound wealth is at stake. How well and how you feel the election is going, and what laws or rules or any preparation, if you were to lose control of the treasure chest, is in place that it cannot be reversed if another government come to plunder and purge this new wealth.
Well, the last part I want to deal with, which is the natural resource fund and the stringent rules in place. I've heard not the presidential candidate of our competitor, but the general secretary, who's doing all the talking, who has indicated that if they were to get back into power, they will scrap the natural resource fund and put in some other mechanism. So far, we don't know what is this mechanism, but I can tell you, notwithstanding the criticisms of the opposition and some of their folks, our natural resource fund has won plaudits from the IMF, the IDB, other multilateral agencies, and a couple of weeks ago, we have been made associate member of the International Forum of Sovereign Wealth Funds, a signal achievement, because they have looked at our laws and everything else, and they have found it consistent with the Santiago principles, and found it to be very strong, and so on. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anywhere near it. So we have in place something that is workable, and is strong enough, and is transparent and accountable enough. I think if the private sector wanted to come out and say so, they told me so in private, that they like what the fund looks like, and they're hoping, regardless which government is in place, that it will be more or less kept. They told me that so in a meeting, and I have a lot of people who witness them saying so. They may not want to come out now, but I am telling you that is what they told me. We don't have the two-thirds rule where these things cannot be changed easily. The way the law is structured, anybody could come in and change it as they feel. We're hoping that public reaction will be so strong that attempting to change what we have in place will be negated. As to our chances, I feel we have a very, 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 very good chance. They say, yesterday I was reading something where the opposition leader was saying flags don't win elections, it's who go out and vote. I absolutely believe in him. However, flags at meetings indicate that people are mobilized. And if it's your flag that they're flying, you must feel far more confident than if they weren't turning up to listen to your message. Exactly. So I feel we do have this in the bag. We can't become overconfident, but our record will show that in the last 4 years, we have not discriminated against anybody. We have built something in some region across the country. We have improved the lives of our Guyanese across the country. People that didn't vote for, in fact, our supporters put some licks on us, saying we left them and we went in other people's places. Okay, but we have to continue to tell them, look, we are national government.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know, one mantra I applaud the PPP Civic, and they're trying to reach out. You yourself as a leader, as a minister, this is what we have to cascade down to our membership, mm-hmm. that we are one Guyana, and is there no Afro-Guyanese and Indo-Guyanese. But On the topic of flags, this whole issue of knocking down flags, and you could see on YouTube, etc., the behavior of some of your supporters. I know you're not responsible for that, but what has your leadership and your government has done to kind of curtail it and calm it down?
Well, first of all, except if we just assume that what you're saying is true, because, you know, Ghana's elections have been very troubled from since the 50s, we know elections. All kinds of claims are being made. And we know for sure that you have urgent provocateurs that are put among the not-so-well-off sections of our country. One had put himself up as the chucker out. Quite frankly, he used to go into these territories in Tiger Bay and Alboystong and recruit people to prey upon Indo-Guyanese if they had any marches or so on, so that you blame the other side. Because the assumption is if you're Afro-Guyanese, you're PNC. If you're Indo-Guyanese, you must be a PPP, and so on. So even if you're assuming that what you're saying is our supporters doing it, the president himself has come out in no uncertain terms and saying and said, we want peaceful elections. If it's our supporters not to do it, you know, let the flags stay side by side, and let us get on with the business of the elections itself without any riots or so on. Very often, though, I think sometimes we must learn from history, and the history, no side is blameless. No side is blameless, and I think, quite frankly, rather than fanning the flames of violence or such, that we should more fan the flames of peace.
Well, you know, last thing I wanted to clear the air, because I'm sure many people would want to know, if I'm not going to ask some of these trivial questions, but I don't know where it started, and in my feel, I say, when in doubt, leave out. So I don't know where it came from, but the fact that it was lately or on Facebook, social media, etc., that someone was asking supporters of the government, after they vote, change your clothes and go back and protect your ballot box. Isn't that enticing chaos if somebody would? I don't know where it came from, so that's why, forgive me.
No, I know it, and in fact, I had mentioned a number of the outings is to be vigilant about the ballot, because, like I said to you, no side is blameless. You know, I think you're probably familiar with the fact that the PNC has been blamed for rigging elections from 1968 to when they came out, I'll say 1992. But you see, sometimes when you shine the spotlight on one person, you allow the others to go through it with a free pass. You know, you go in a store, the man is looking for the black person who come into the store because he's a black thief. But he's looking for the white person who got several things in the stomach or the thing walking out comfortably. You understand? So this searchlight must cast wide and deep, right? Because if you speak to a number of people, they argue that all the elections post-1992 were also rigged. When you see some results in certain areas where almost 100% of the people voted in several of the areas, you know something is wrong. You know. So my thing is, all sides should say, be vigilant and so on. And whether that vigilance is you mobilize people outside of the arena, the no pass line, because around these polling stations, I think you can't come within 15 feet. What happens outside of that 15 feet, I don't think we should, see spiders on the web, really. Some people could mobilize there, and it will not be illegal. It will be illegal to mobilize in front of the poll.
Yeah, but 15 feet, it still would be troubling if people were to come out in large numbers anyway and behave in a certain manner.
No, not if you think that all people are riotous or so on. But I think, look, it's the... We're not dealing with a religion or a church service. This is elections, you know, and all over the world, whether you tell them be vigilant, publicly or under the bottom house. They are going to be there some of them will be there after 6 o'clock, and hoping and rooting, but they won't be inside of the
you are the government of the day, and yes. If GCOM, whoever is in charge of the ballots, you should at least have your scrutinies make sure and put in place that this wouldn't happen.
Yes.
But moving on quickly, I want to ask you a question. Forget the politics and all that. Looking at your CV, you're quite learned and accomplished man. Why and how come you decide to stay in Guyana and serve and didn't leave like the rest?
Well, thank you very much. You're actually going to expose me. But I tell you, when I came back from England, where I went and do my second degree, life was very rough in Guyana, extremely rough. Then I got married in 1988, and we couldn't just take it. So we were about to leave. Me and my wife were about to leave Guyana, and his then president, Hoyt, who was very close to me, he called me and said, "Listen, I heard you want to leave. You can't stop me. However, he's asking me for one more thing. He's going to do something about the economy." We didn't have much people around by then, and he's asking me if I could stay and help him fix the economy. And I couldn't say no, so I stuck around, and I've been there since. I was in my house on New Year's Day 2015 when my wife said to me, "David is downstairs." I said, "David who?" Because I know a couple of Davids. "And David who?" And she said, "David Granger." I said, "That's interesting, on New Year's Day." And he went downstairs, and there he was in his short pants and so on. And he brought a bottle of Johnny Black, by which time I had stopped drinking it. And I said, "Why are you here?" And he said, "Well, you know, election's coming up, 2015 election's coming up, and so on. You would like me to be a part of it." And I told him, "Well, no, I'm not a politician. You know, I see myself first and foremost as a professional." He prevailed upon me, and I said, "Okay." And I am there. Essentially, I'm a Commonwealth Scholar, and they put out a magazine about a year or two ago in which undercover the mark, "The Reluctant Politician." And that is essentially me, a reluctant politician. But I do love helping people, and I hope that I can continue helping them in some capacity, not necessarily as a minister, but prior to becoming minister, I used to be teaching underprivileged children.
Well, I noticed you went back again and taught also, and yes. This is one of the things I noticed about intellectuals and scholars who take the time. I have a brother-in-law like that, traveled the world, studied, and he went back and he put back into the system that he benefited from.
Yes, that's what I feel. I like to see people who were cast aside or teachers didn't want them or didn't have time with them and so on. I love to see those people reach their full potential. And today, many of them are there, keep saying, "Sorry, sorry." I went to a wrong and I said, "Well, how do you know me? Sorry, remember you taught me?" I get more pleasure with that. As indeed, I get pleasure when a number of the outreaches I go, people come and hug you up, shake your hand, you know, a card. I have boxes and boxes of cards, thank you cards, and so on. People, that's for me is what gives me the catalyst to go on helping people. I'm not interested in the trappings of being a minister. I'm just interested in helping people.
Well, I want to let our listeners know that this interview was not paid for, and I have to make that disclosure because I try to be very balanced. And let me tell you something. I get real crap when I have different parties on this. But I believe I have a duty to perform and allowing people to come and share their ideas and educate our listeners. I want to say this. Politicians, there's a prerequisite to be a politician. You have to be a scamp or a crook or a thief. And every politician get a target on their back. But to me, growing up in politics, and when you see people genuinely come out with good intention to serve, not sure if you would be the next minister, But allow me to say thank you for your service as a public servant. Okay. And thank you for making the time to come here today to talk to me. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And I would like you to take a couple of minutes to speak directly to the diaspora.
Yes, I'm happy that I've been given the opportunity to talk to you. I'm saying to you, I'm just using the word diaspora because people are using it, but I see you as Guyanese who are living abroad. And I appreciate and thank you for your interest in Guyana, as tangible interest by your remittances and so on, and the intangible interest of you finding out how Guyana is doing, wanting Guyana to do better and so on. Look, I think if we pay more attention rather than lip service to our motto, one people, one nation, and this destiny, and see Guyana for what it is, a bright beacon in CARICOM and in the Western Hemisphere. God put us all there for a special purpose, and I think we together should unite to get that purpose done. We have a golden opportunity right now with the wealth that is coming to our country. It's a small population, huge wealth. All of us can benefit. But if we fight among each other, the grass will probably be the winner, but more likely no Guyanese will be the winner. So with those few words, I thank you for listening, and hope that we can meet in some other position or town hall meeting or so forth.
And allow me to say, those of you, while I have your attention on this matter, please, whatever government might be in control, whenever the word comes up about the Natural Resource Fund, question it, make observation, protest, and see that it is going to be something better than what it is if it has to be replaced. Don't just take it and let it go, because educate yourself about what this Natural Resource Fund is all about. Minister, thank you very, very much, and I hope to see you and chat with you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com.
Tere sang yara khush rang bahara tu raat diwani main zard sitara मुझसे मिलाया है तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा मैं तेरा हो जाऊं जो तू कर दे इशारा गली में जाऊं मैं तेरी खुशबू से टकराऊं मैं हर रात जो आता है मुझे वो ख्वाब तू तेरा मेरा मिलना दस्तूर है तेरे होने से मुझ में नूर है मैं हूँ सुना सा एक आसमां महताब तू ओ करम खुदाया है तुझे मैंने जो पाया है तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तेरे बिन अब तो
Shabdam Radio 770 WTUR. Hey, don't forget, coming up at the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League is having their fundraising dinner, pre-Valentine dinner and dance for only $20 at Calypso Hut. And Mrs. Sagar, Paul Rampersad and company. DJ would be selector Steve, DJ Shamir, and of course DJ Slim, hosted by Shurong Master. Sorry, Songmaster. For more information and tickets, call Munir at 647-992-1685. That's 647-992-1685.
Sab kuch mere liye tere baat hai, sab baaton ki ek baat hai. Main na jaunga kabhi tujhe chhod ke ye jaan le. Oh, karam khudaya hai, tera pyaar jo paya hai. तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा मैं बहता मुसाफिर तू ठहरा किनारा
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food, 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give them a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a bill, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finley Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth, or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits, and jadu.
Call world-famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir at 16 Regal Road, Unit Number 44 in Brampton, cordially invite you and your family to attend a 9 session of Shiva Puran Yajna, commencing on Saturday, 15th of February, and concluding on the 23rd. Remember, time is from 6 to 9 p.m. nightly, and the last day, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Officiating, brilliant pundit out of Trinidad and Tobago, Narad Gosain. Please make an effort to attend. For more information, call Brother Ban Singh, 416-409-7464. Until then, Jai Sitaram.
Police come down by me with a warning. They say that one hour we never complaining. How the bass too loud on me system. So bring a drum and let we start the singing. Hello!
It's Saturday.
If you know you don't have time for haters.
If you don't have time for haters, well, you're onto the right program. Shop them radio, we are.
Police come down by me with a warning. They say that one hour we never complaining. How the bass too loud on the system. So bring the drum and this is what we singing. Father bless that soul, that soul. Bless that soul, bless that soul, bless the neighbor. Police come down by me with a warning. They say that one hour we never complaining. How the bass too loud on the system. So bring the drum and this is what we singing. Father bless that soul. Soul, that's the soul, that's the soul, that's the neighbor.
Jump up, well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up, that's the neighbor. Well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up for your neighbor. Well, jump up with your neighbor.
Nothing wrong if I have a little party, but this neighbor just get on like a pushy. No, we don't like that. Nothing wrong if I have a little party, but this neighbor just kept on like a pushy. Every time this neighbor hear the heart bong, they just call the police to shut me down. Police come down by me with a warning. They say that one hour we never complaining. How the bass too loud on the system. So bring the drum and this is what we singing. Father bless that soul, that soul. Bless that soul, bless that soul, bless the neighbor.
Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up for your neighbor. Jump up.
us to be happy. In a village we should live like family. Oh ho ho, oh ho ho, yes we like that. I want my neighbors to be happy. In a village we should live like family. But like one of my neighbors don't like we. They always calling police to stop we party. Police come down by me with a warning. They say that one of we neighbor complaining. How the bass too loud on the system. So bring the drum man, this is what we singing. Father bless that soul.
Hey, Ravi B, and of course with a new one, Headshot, everybody's talking about, and everybody's talking about this guy, HD Renovation Inc., Manjur and Company. Listen, this number, everybody's texting and calling me for. Manjur number is 416-575-6560. That's 416-575-6560. Remember, for your retrofitting of your basement, even to start a new basement, he would get the floor plans, get the electrical, the plumbing, everything done, from fixtures, the kitchen, the lighting, everything he would do. All right, and in fact, they know financing. If you need financing for your basement renovation, any home renovation, give him a call. That's HE Renovation. Call Manjur at 416-575-6560. That's 416-575-6560. Tell him he heard it on Shabnam Radio, and he would take care extra. He takes care of everybody, but you know, he gives you that extra love when it comes to Richard program. Looking for a mortgage, first, second, third. A mortgage that is hard to find? Well, you need just one phone number. Peter Naresh Prasad, mortgage agent, fiscal license M1300116. He is working with Centum SR Mortgage Services, and his telephone number, his direct number, is 647-381-5280. Mortgage phone number, two things you need to write down: 647-381-5280. Peter Naresh Prasad, 647-381-5280. When everybody else turn it on, there is a mortgage for you, and he would find it, right? So give him a call. Call him now. As we continue with the program, hey, how about we take you back in time a little bit? This one compliments our friends at Morningside and Shepherd, Charlie's, Ravi, Yankee and Company. Don't forget to check them out for the weekend breakfast. Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd. You can pick up the music you're hearing on this program right there. They want to thank you for the business over the years. If you can't find it at Charlie's, well, it doesn't exist. Check them out for their home-style cooking at Charlie's Authentic Cuisine, and everything you need to make that special back-home meal at Charlie's West Indian Grocers. Same plaza.
This chick from country, come home this season, looking for fun. Tiny Whitey went away so long, now she back home, wailing down the tongue. I got the rump, I got the jump, I got the... I want to rumba, come to the sofa. I want to...
Hello and welcome to Better App. Fazal from the Pickering area. Better App Zal, how are you doing? Thank you for making a contribution to the project in Aruba. It's the talk of the town. We're talking about Cabana. Cabana Restaurant and Lounge. 905-232-2003. 905-232-2003.
Jumping in the van.
Hey, taking you back in time with that one. How about this one?
Long time we don't like this.
Hey, Cabana Restaurant and Lounge. Would love to see you on the new management now. New menu. Everything is changing up at 1590 Dundas Street East in Mississauga. Drop by in Lime on a Friday after work for Lime. Hey, go. You want to do catering, takeout? Or dining, give them a call, 905-232-2003. That's 905-232-2003. That's Cabana Restaurant and Lounge in Mississauga, 1590 Dundas Street East. Hey, happy birthday going out to a 16-year-old man today, boy. Hey, Jeremy, congratulations. Happy, happy birthday. Greetings are coming to you from your daddy, Peter, of course. Samina, your mommy, your loving mom, and who love you very much, and your brother Joshua, they all want to convey to you how much they love you. Happy, happy birthday, and God's blessing going out to you, son. Happy birthday. Greetings are also coming from Uncle Derry and Auntie Davika and the guys at home, Delcy, Derek, and Denise. Don't forget that big party is coming up at Calypso Hut, the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League. Get your ticket, $20 only for dinner and dance. And of course, kids 10 and under at the door, $10. Purchase those tickets at the door. Call Munira at 947-992-1685. That's 647-992-1685. Munira. Munir Mamu, how are you doing? Davika Derry, thank you for logging on. Hey, how about we swing things over to Mr. Sam Budram? Sending this one out to my buddy Mr. Hardin.
हमारा गजब देखी है सुफल जन्म अपने लिखी है अरे आवत राम हमारा बजब देखी है सुफल जन्म अपने लिखी है चले सीता जहाँ कुलवारी देवी पूजन मातु पिताये कहो अम्बिका कहो भवानी मानो सुनो वचन हमारे
Don't forget Valentine's coming up, and also if you're looking for a nice gift item, you can now go to Caribbean Gold inside Jar Supermarket. You'll have a choice of so many different items to choose from, okay? Check her out. She's there in the corner, and of course at Jar Supermarket, you could get clothing, you could get your basic food items, you could get your hot bread from Narayan Bakery, and so much more. Excellent service. I've never seen so many girls working in a grocery store. I'm not sure. The women take over, running the cashing, they're cutting up the meat, they're doing everything. And of course, with a smile. Check them out at Jazz Supermarket, Queen Anne Torbram Road in Brampton. I have to shout at the people. At the Parker, Aisha Lini, Joyce.
Stand up on the shore, hey. An export bringing more. Stand up on the shore, hey. An export bringing more.
Hey, this one compliments Cabana Restaurant and Lounge. Always a lime taking place on a Friday. Check them out. Under new management. Tasty food indeed if you're dining in now, taking out or doing catering, off-site catering available. Give them a call, 905-232-2003. That's 905-232-2003. That's Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, located at 1590 Dundas Street East in Mississauga. Hey, have a Cabana in Granville, you know. Hey, sending this one out to the girls. That's Peter and Gita's girls. Sarah and Isla, how you doing?
Master Solution! Don't be it a cooking style. Empanadas running wild. Eat so much you could before the drink spoil.
Punta Cana, Punta Cana, Punta Cana, Cana, Punta Cana.
Hi, Bobby.
Don't be it a cooking style. Empanadas running wild. Eat so much you could before the drink spoil. If you want to take away, a little more you have to pay.
I need to belly full the next day.
Aye.
Punta Cana, Grand Bay.
stand up on the shore. Our next boat bringing more. Punta Cana, Granville. Punta Cana in Granville.
I don't understand with all the Venezuelans out there. How this boy lonely?
Punta Cana in Granville.
Some are scared to be alone and lonely, but being alone could mean you are free. Do as you want, do as you please. Sometimes you need a break from everybody. I am so happy.
Hey, Mr. Ravi B, this one is getting great reviews indeed. Headshot.
Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a real shot and pass it when you're done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Over somebody, think about you first than anybody. Working so hard to make ends meet, just take a deep breath and you will be free. I am so happy, I have nobody. I have wings to fly, so don't worry about me. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a real shot and pass it when you're done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a headshot and pass it till it's done. Take a real shot and pass it when you're done.
Hey, Munir, the hard-working Munir of Canada, Premier Softball Cricket League, taking cricket to a new height. Indeed, we want to say thank you indeed to Shabana, doing a lot of work, and Artie, Amar, Patrick, the president, how you doing? Don't forget Peter Naresh Prasad. That's the man you need. You can't get a mortgage, you've been turned down. Listen, one name, one phone number. That's Peter 647. That's 647 381 5280.
Car mommy crazy.
647 381 5280. Listen, to get serious now. Now that's Ravi B, right? And let me tell you, let me play a little something that we used to call chutney music long time. Are you ready for this one? Anybody could tell me who's singing here?
Gaur pujo, gaur pujo, gaure ganesa ho.
Yeah.
All right, let's see that little trivia on our culture. Who know the name of the singer? Hi, who we have on the line? Okay, hi, hello.
Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Mumtaz Ali?
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam, bro. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, so far so good. Very nice, enjoying the weather.
You know the lady who sing the song, Mamu?
Drupati.
Sister Drupati. You didn't play Marvel Pitch with this lady. Put that title to the lady name. Sister Drupati, they say.
She's the first Drupati we all know.
Yes, but the original indeed. Where she hails from? Suriname, right?
Suriname, that's correct.
Let me ask you, have you ever seen her perform?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you know, all I know was a big white album with her sitting with her urni and,
and
holding harmonium and playing. But that's a picture of an LP. But it was interesting to hear if anybody ever, you know, witnessed her performing.
Yeah. Apparently, she didn't come out.
Oh, okay.
She never came out of Suriname, because I was on the shows all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard her coming out at all.
Anyway, all the best, Mamu. Everything okay otherwise?
I enjoy your interview with the minister.
You learn anything?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm not coming.
Okay, so we talk, right?
Okay, sir.
That's Mumtaz. One day we'd have to do the evolution of chutney music, you know, where it used to be and what it to be like. And this family and this particular brother would be part of that conversation. And also how the chutney dance has changed over the years. Now you're talking about washing clothes and hanging it up. What kind of crazy dance is that one? You could wash clothes with this? This is more like mopping the floor with your butt. Shake it, baby, shake it. How did you kind of talk with it? How the bumpa looking? Have you heard that one yet? How the bumpa looking? Fact. Rakesh Yankaran on Shabnam. Munir. Sheikh Munir, how you doing? Hey, also don't forget our friends at Live Auto Collision. Sandra, Krishan, Andy. Now, if you need a good body shop to get the job done right and get it done on time and get it looking like it was original, give them a call at Live Auto Collision. Hey Joyce, I hear from your girl.
Dal rice and bhaji, dal rice and bhaji.
Who cooking dal rice and bhaji?
Bhaji, dal rice and bhaji. Apno ko pyar se khana khila do. Dal rice and bhaji. Apno ko pyar se khana khila do.
Dal rice and bhaji with a little piece of salt fish.
Dal rice and bhaji, dal rice and bhaji. Dal rice and bhaji.
DJ giving you the full recipe. Dal rice and bhaji. Hey, you gotta eat that with your hand, of course. Hello to our friends at Authentic Creamy Cuisine. And don't forget to check them out for all your chatak matak food. Let me change it up for a vegetarian. Well, friends, the music in the background, it brings us close to the end of yet another program. I want to say thank you indeed for joining me on this Saturday. If you're out there, please be careful driving. To advertise on this program, call me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. Again, for the tickets, $20 for the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League dance coming up on the 8th at Calypso Hut. Nice, nice time indeed. Good music, good food, good company. $20 with dinner and, of course, kids $10 at the door. Call Munira. Master Munira at 647-992-1685 or Patrick at 647-284-9277. Until next time, Richard is saying bye-bye, but before I do that, I have to say, Mommy, we love you. Mwah. Until next time, thank you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Danyavar, shukriya, kuda, hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
नए साल के लिए देख रहे हैं घर के लिए खूबसूरत फर्नीचर या फिर गिफ्ट्स तो फिर पहुंचिए कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस कंफर्टेबल अफोर्डेबल यूनिक फर्नीचर वॉल आर्ट्स पेंटिंग्स सेंटरपीसेस लैंप्स एंड ऑल अदर गिफ्ट्स कोई भी फर्नीचर का स्टाइल और डिजाइन किसी भी कीमत को बीट करेंगे लार्ज कलेक्शन वैरायटी टू चूज फ्रॉम कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस www.completehomefurnish.com Steels and Rutherford के intersection पर Complete Home Furniture and Appliances एक बार विजिट जरूर कीजिए I guarantee you will save a lot.
Divorce या custody दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई होंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स ना लड़ रहे होंदे हो जिसने तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे
SNS लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है अपने हक जानने ले या सलाह लेने ले आज ही SNS लॉयर्स नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000
ਕਾਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਹਨੀਕੈਂਪਸ ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਦਾ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 theblindshadesoutlet.com
ਖੁਸ਼ਖਬਰੀ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣ ਲਈ ਕਿਤੇ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਨੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਕਿਰਿਆ ਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਆਸਾਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ XOOM ਜ਼ੂਮ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੇ XOOM ਐਪ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੈਸੇ ਭਾਰਤ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਭੇਜੋ ਜ਼ੂਮ XOOM ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਭਾਰਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੁੱਖ ਬੈਂਕਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈਸੇ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਕਰੋ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਡਾਲਰ ਦਾ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟ ਆਸਾਨ ਅਤੇ ਫਾਸਟ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਅਤੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਕਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ XOOM Zoom ਇੱਕ PayPal ਸਰਵਿਸ ਤੇਜ ਅਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ Zoom XOOM
ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਟੈਕਨੋਲੋਜੀ ਬਦਲ ਕਰਕੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ